Hey, Devin.
Hey.
Hey, big day for you guys today. So exciting to see you guys on the podium, first and second. History in the making again, and great to see you guys up there.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was a wonderful day. Yeah, I'm still in a bit of shock, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I know the tour is special for you. I think this is your eighth tour, is that right?
Yeah, eighth tour.
That's a lot of miles under the, or kilometers under the skis, as they say.
My age is starting to catch up with me, apparently.
Well, we hope the experience serves you well.
Yeah.
When you came into today, were you feeling special, or were you feeling, something was good in the legs?
I've been feeling good all week, this week, finally, which was great, and today warming up, I felt really good, and I kind of had a moment with myself where I said, like, okay, if I don't have good feelings while racing today, then I really don't understand this sport, because I'm finally feeling, like, more normal and rested and ready. And the fact that it was able to transpose like that was a wonderful surprise.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been, there's been a bit of a sort of wonder if everything's okay with the team, and you guys had some sort of spurts of good results, but this one sort of uncorks the bottle in a big way.
Yeah, well, we needed this. Our team needed this hugely. I mean, there's no lie. I mean, we had a vicious start to the season, and I know we had planned. We trained a lot, and we trained hard, and we knew that we weren't going to be on top of our game, but there's no excuses for being as far back in the results page as all of us were. So, to finally be back in the winner's circle, and then, yeah, never in our sport's history have we had 1-2 in a World Cup,
yeah,
for men or women.
Yeah, I know, it's very exciting.
So it feels really, really good, and I hope it motivates the people back home to keep believing in our team, because, you know, if you look through the history, there's a rich history of cross-country ski racing in the world, and what we've done, not just, like, what the Canadian ski program has done in the last, bunch of years is really something phenomenal. And, yeah, we appreciate all the support.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's just been a feeling of, wanting to see something happen. And, of course, you know, you guys wanted to come into the season a little slower than last year, let's say. But, it's great to see. I mean, we've all felt the legs would be there, but the question is when. And now you guys have just, like I said, cracked open the bottle in a big way. So history in the making. And of course, I know the tour is very special to you. And
yeah, I love it. I think it's just such a beautiful event. And, this year's tour is a bit different than previous ones. I mean, and still, it's just going to be day by day for me because, after a tough start to the season and with the Olympics coming, this is what I really needed to just let my shoulders down.
Sure.
A bit. And we want to make the best decisions now possible. I mean, it's not much room for error now. And the real history we want to make is the men want an Olympic podium. And again, if that's Alex winning, or Ivan winning, or Lenny winning, or me winning, that's what it's all for.
Yeah, no, that's the target, and it's a worthy one, and it's great to see that you now have more confidence in yourselves. And
hugely.
You know,
yeah, I'm still so shocked. I don't know. This sport is. Cross-country skiing is a beautiful sport, but it sure is weird.
Well, it's like we were talking. You've been at it for a while, and you've seen the ups and downs, and it's not always easy to be up all the time. But you guys really laid it down today, and we're very proud, and we were all cheering and looking for it, and you guys delivered in spades, as they say. So we want to thank you for making it so exciting today at the opening of the tour.
Well, thanks.
So tomorrow's a skate, and that plays into your hands as well.
Yeah, it could for sure. I mean, if I feel half as good as I felt today, I mean, that'll be a wonderful, wonderful thing. But as far as tomorrow's stage goes, the big thing is getting in, and I'm going to try and execute as best I can on the soft course with the challenging snow conditions for the qualification, and then from there. Yeah, I mean, just try and make smart decisions, and hopefully I have the body like I had today, but
sure.
I'm excited. I'm glad it's a skate. I mean, if it was a 15K classic, I would have been thrilled too, so the changes to the tour, I mean, people have been frustrated with that, but for me, I really don't care. I mean, I'm just happy to race and get the opportunity, so, I mean, they can throw anything at me, and I'm I'm okay with it.
You're ready to go. You know, Alex was saying that he felt the course was even a little bit better than last year. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much. No, I got to give the organizing committee a lot of credit. I mean, I don't know, when we got here Thursday night, there was like no snow on the course and stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, they're really going to try World Cup here, and they've done a wonderful job, so it's holding up okay, but there's a really passionate group of people here in Foggy Oberhof that are making things happen.
Well, it's we're grateful to see it happen, and of course with the result today. So, well, listen, Devin, thanks so much for taking some time with us, and congratulations on a stellar day for you and Alex. Rest of the tour.
Happy New Year.